Hello guys, you're welcome to another Cheap Talk podcast. Yeah, it's a bonus episode of Cheap Talk here in Jamit FM. How's it been with you? I really need to ask that question because a lot has been happening with this lockdown all over the world. I know I've not been able to talk about this coronavirus issue in this Cheap Talk podcast since it has been going on. But that's not because I am sensitive or I don't want to discuss it, but because it's really overwhelming. The news is scary, hearts are fainting, our hope is waiting up. And that brings me to this question: how really are you coping? How's it in your area? Have you been able to manage the situation within you, with your family, in your job, in your career, your business? All around, have you been able to cope? For me, it's been a very tough one because a lot has been happening. The robbery attacks are on the increase here in Lagos. People are starving. It's an uncertain time for me and for everyone. And while everyone expects us to stay safe, I also feel that there is a need for us to stay sane because our sanity this time is tested. That's why I'm doing this episode, because I feel that we all need to not just look forward to getting out of this lockdown, this COVID-19 pandemic, but to ensure that the rest of our lives are still intact while we come out of it. We don't come out in shambles, in shatters, or disjointed. You know, recently I just viewed a friend's status talking about the adverse effect of this lockdown, and while it is true, I really understood he was very explicit in explaining how it's going to affect us economically, how it's affecting people's lives, and how people are dying on the streets and in their homes while relatives push them out of the street. I felt like there wasn't a hope for us to come out of this. A lot of thoughts started ringing through my head and through my heart. Like the what if thoughts. Like, what if this gets more serious in Nigeria? Yes, I know that cases are rising in Nigeria now, but we can't compare it to what is happening in other countries, or maybe in the country where you are. I have that thought of, what if I lose a relative, or what if I even get infected? And a lot of things started coming. I started getting disjointed with my thoughts. I know these things are not even as serious as the one going through your mind right now. You know why I say that? Because I shared that with a friend. He was telling me that your own thought is still learning. Yes. He said, you're still coming up because you don't know the kind of things that are running through my head. My business is suffering. I'm thinking of how am I going to cope? Will I end up begging on the street someday after this pandemic? So I want to know again, how have you been coping? Have you been coping with these thoughts and this emotional trauma that comes with this pandemic? That's really the essence of this episode. Let's share and know how we can maintain sanity in these uncertain times, maintain sanity in this lockdown. It's really an uncertain time for us, so we need to not just look into the future, but also look into getting our lives back. So to maintain your sanity this period, I have quite a few things that I want us to look into. These are things that I do to help myself and the ones that I got from others as well. So we're merging both of them and I hope it will be helpful. Now, the first thing that I want us to look into is our morning routine. You know, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that comes to your mind is the news. Now, I know most of us are being very, if you're very sincere with yourself, you know, that's the, you're like, how many cases do we have right now? But before you switch to the news in the morning, you can try some moments of quietness. I'm stressing this morning issue because that is what sets you up for today. If you really want to have your head and your heart intact, because you don't know what the news is going to say, you don't know what the day holds for you. So you need to ensure that you're grounded for anything that comes up so you don't lose it even before the COVID-19 gets near you. So before you switch to the news of the morning, you can try some moments of quietness, some time of meditation, and then some workouts. There are a handful of guided meditation resources, podcasts online, or anything that you can do to ensure that you have a quiet time to talk to yourself, to speak to yourself, and to ensure your spirit is at peace. You also need to take out some time to pray, to study, and do your daily affirmation. Why I encourage this is that it releases the fears, the tension, and anxiety you had. Okay, let me even make it personal. What this does to me is that it releases my fears, my anxieties, my tension, and gives me a fresh ground to start off my day. It can be a normal routine, and it has been a normal routine for a lot of people. Yes, if it has been a normal routine for you, that's good. Thumbs up. But if you haven't been working on that, you can try to incorporate that to your daily routine. Even if it's been your normal daily routine, to make it more effective, you have to be intentional about it, because this period is a testing time. So you don't just do it to satisfy your to-do list, but you do it because you need a personal care right now. This podcast is about you. You need to come out strong before you start thinking of any world solution you can offer. Now, funnily, I even have a 30-day workout challenge with a friend, and she keeps calling me every day while I call her as well to know how far we're going with our morning exercise, if we're able to do our daily affirmations, if we're able to do our morning to-do work. So you can try that too with a friend if you're really finding it difficult to keep to it. Yes, when you know that you have someone who you're supposed to check up on and someone who's going to check up on you, it's going to be a very, very interesting one for you while it's also fulfilling. So you know why this is important? It's because it doesn't just set you up for whatever news the day brings, but it keeps you happy and grateful no matter what. So the first thing you need to do is ensure that you find a perfect plan to keep you grounded for the day with your morning routine. Now, secondly, I also think that one of the things that really affects our sanity these days is the news. So you need to reduce your exposure to the news. Yes, it's very much important that we reduce our chase for the news. I know a lot of us can really cope with the information that we gather from the news, but if you know you can't cope with that, that after listening to the news you feel bad, you feel uncertain, you feel afraid and scared, maybe you can reduce your exposure to the news. Like, stay informed but not glued to your television, your radio, social media. There's the temptation to be on social media 24 hours a day this period, because you don't have any other thing you're doing apart from going through your phone and checking up on what people are doing online. But you can try to regulate what you see and what you listen to. I've done that. I do that. I only check to get informed, but if it's about the nitty-gritty and how it's going to affect my life, I try as much as possible not to get into it, because I want to ensure that I am sane. I don't lose it. Yes, the media can even hype it or underrate it, so you don't just get the real gist from the media. Whatever it is that is happening, we know that something bad is happening, but we're going to get through this. So while you stay informed, ensure you're not getting yourself into a very big dilemma by staying glued to the news. Except that is your job, then I pray you have strength to go through that. Now, I also want to say that this period, the robberies are getting much and people are starving. Like I said earlier, there is nothing as sweet as showing some love and kindness in this period. The best thing I feel I can do now is to help someone who needs a decent meal, even if it is once. Someone who needs some money, or someone who just needs one help or the other. Why we maintain social distancing, the people around us who might need one thing or the other. You just have to help the little way you can. You don't have to empty your bank account or do beyond or above your means. Just the little you can do is enough. Why we expecting some palliative from the government? I can do the little I can to those that ask or those I'm led to help out. You know, and another way you can show some love, especially to those far away, is to call this period, to send a chat, a text, or just check up. I remember I just had a video call with my family the other day, and they were so excited to hear from me because they were like, we really don't know what's happening in Lagos. We've heard a lot of news. We just wanted to see your face, to know how you're good and how you're faring. So I can't explain how that has helped my spirit. It's so lifting, and I know you won't mind being the reason someone is smiling on a good day. So if you have friends, families, even someone who's just an acquaintance, you can just check up, call, give that person a word of encouragement, or just while you're in your room, someone calls up and asks for food, why not just lend a little? It can help, and it may even deter the person from joining bad gangs to rob for the night because they need meal. You know, being a good citizen right now is actually getting to get difficult because your stomach just needs to be in place for you to think straight. That is why we need to help the little way we can and not just wait for the government, because the government is also as overwhelmed as we are. Yeah, I just want to believe that too. Yes. So it's really a very tough one, but I know we are going to go through it. And I want to say something as well. It's going to be very deceptive that we are at home, so everybody feels you're resting. If we really understand what rest is, we know that most of us are just staying at home, but we're not resting. How are you resting with the frequent checks on social media, frequent up and down the room, thoughts of anxiety, thinking through and worries? Some of us, our mind's not resting, our physical body is not resting, our soul is not resting. But this is one thing that we need to think straight at this moment. So you need to find time to rest, take a deep sleep, enjoy the moment, live in this moment while you prepare for the future. And that leads me to another thing that I think we also need to do. We need to learn to pray and play too. We need prayers now more than ever. Like, the effect of prayer to our individual lives and the world at large can be undermined. We really need to pray, and I just hope you're praying too. And talking about playing, I'm not talking about you jumping up and down the roof. Well, you can do that if you want to. But you find something that eases off the stress in your life and gives you some form of entertainment for you. So you can listen to music, dance to music, or listen to a podcast like the one you're listening to right now. Talking about podcasts, Jamit App has a lot of podcasts to keep you engaged in this period. You know, I said that you need to be sane to stay safe. So a great tool for entertainment can be your music, a podcast, a game, if you like games, and time with family, board games, a lot of things. Whatever play is for you, just try to do one or two this period so that your brain will always feel less stressed. You can also look into your hobbies. They are a better opportunity for you to get less distracted or looking into the news or what's happening. And it can open you up to better opportunities to try out in future. So if you know you're good at dancing, playing, singing, designing, painting, voiceovers, whatever it is you're good at, like, that's an opportunity for you to hone those skills and see if you can make a business out of them tomorrow. It's an uncertain time for us all, but the truth is that there's a future for us too. So I feel if we make some investments in our future, it keeps us looking forward. You know, some people take up online courses for their personal career development. While I recommend online courses, I also want to say that you don't have to do what everybody is doing, and you don't have to just go online and take up any course. Find out one that is relevant to you and to your goals and career. And someone is like, I know data and electricity issues are not in your area. Well, that's our reality, especially here in Africa. But the good thing about these courses is that they are self-paced, so you can always come back to them and continue from where you stopped. It is just about you finding out time to develop yourself this period, get better this period, and ensure you're not coming out with an emotional hurt, an emotional trauma, or a piece of you left behind. You need to come back stronger and better. You know, having faced this pandemic, we should really be stronger than we've ever been, because this is something that has hit the whole world, and I want us to know that we are strong and we can make it through. My heart goes to those who've lost things, lost people, lost lives, lost relatives, family members, frontline workers. I really do pray and appreciate your efforts. We pray with those who have lost their family members in this, and we know that God is their comforter. Businesses are crashing. Even those who've lost their jobs, it's a very hard time. But trust me, it's going to get better. All we have to do is to ensure that we come out of it as well. We don't lose ourselves with it. So, like I said, I would like to reiterate what I said. Be very intentional with your morning routine. Incorporate a strong morning routine that keeps you strong to face the day. Rest, pray, and play too. Help someone, show some love and kindness. Stay away from the news. Just stay informed and get to know what you have to get to. Get yourself in challenges that keeps you happy. The goal of this episode is to ensure that you maintain your sanity. You don't lose it before anything else happens. COVID-19 will definitely pass. This pandemic will pass. And we need to be able to tell the story in health and in wholeness of body. So keep watch and obey regulations and speak to yourself always the truth, because this will surely pass. That is the much I have to say for today's episode. I know it is very, very helpful for anyone who takes it in and applies it. Yeah, stay cool, stay safe, and stay sane. And don't forget, keep saying it to doing it right. So tell me how helpful this episode has been for you. You can tell me that on my Instagram page at Marachi Princess, or on the Cheap Talk group on Facebook. You click to join if you've not joined, or just hook me up on any platform on Jamit FM across all platforms. Whichever way you want to send your message across, I am really willing to respond, and I would love to hear from you. Take care. Have a lovely day.